Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good morning. It's 9:50. I'm Jeff Bossert with the opening market report in for Dave Dickey this morning. Before we get to the numbers, I want to remind you that Ford County and other counties in northern Illinois are under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until midnight for the rest of our nine-county severe weather coverage area, including Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, DeWitt, Piatt, Moultrie, Douglas, and Coles counties. Let's now look at the current tick out of Kansas City. Winter wheat for March, 738, that's up 1. May, 745 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. July, 749 and a half, that's up 7 and a quarter. Chicago, March wheat, 696 and a quarter, up a quarter. May, 706 and a half, up 4. July, 708 and three quarters, up 4 and a quarter. March corn, 732 and a half, up 9 and a half. May, 710, up 6 and three quarters. July, 687 and three quarters, up 6. September, 581 and a half, up 3. And December corn, 554, up 3 and 3 quarters. March beans, 1507 and a quarter, that's up 17. May, 1480 and a half, up 18 and a quarter. July, 1459 and a half, up 16 and a quarter. August, 1417, up 14 and 3 quarters. September, 1336 and a half, up 9 and 3 quarters. November, 1278, that's up 8 and 3 quarters. March bean meal, 437.90, up 570. May, 438.90, up 510. March bean oil, 50.38, up 33 cents. May, 50.71, up 45. April live cattle, 130.52 and a half, that's up 17 and a half. June, 125.50, down 50 cents. March feeder cattle, 142.50, that's down 25. And April, 144.65, down 75 cents. April lean hogs, 80.57 and a half, up 27 and a half, and May, 88.50, that's up 15.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining me now on the phone to take a look at the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you see in some of this upward movement, particularly in the beans this morning?
I think in the bean market this morning, the upward momentum has continued. There was a confirmation that China had bought some more beans, a couple cargoes, and the rumor is they're in the market for more. And also South America, one of their agencies down there lowered the soybean production in Brazil and in Argentina, 1.5 or 2 million metric tons. So I think a combination of those two things is increase the price, and plus they're worried about our stocks that we have not sufficiently rationed what we have left.
Well, what else are you seeing, and anything else stands out for you in what we ran through just now?
I think the rationing process is one of the biggest things there, and the lowered production in South America. I think, they think they're going to lower the carry-in number this week. They think they'll drop it to about 105, and that's just barely pipeline, and they think there's probably a lot of rationing needs to be done, and the only way to do that is to raise price and curtail demand.
Well, and there's another USDA crop report due out Friday. An hour ago, I said traders expect the USDA to cut its forecast for the world and the U.S. supplies. What are you expecting to see in that report?
I think they're going to cut our supplies probably 5 to 10 million, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't raise the corn supply a little bit. I don't know how much, because our demand hadn't been that great in the corn, so we haven't exported as much as they thought. So it'll probably have to be raised or at least stay the same.
Anything else in overseas markets you want to add this morning? We talked about the dry weather and Argentina's crop. Anything else to add there?
No, I think they're rumored in. I saw in Egypt they're worried about a locust following the air currents up and maybe not completely destroying, but could really hurt their wheat crop in Egypt. And at the present time, it happened in 2004 and it ruined about half their crop. So there is a large locust swarm coming that way, and they just follow the air currents. So, you know, that's something to look forward to happening. And if that would happen, that would probably light the fuse for the wheat. The wheat's been the laggard in the three commodities, and if that would happen, probably wheat could really take off.
And we had some, some pretty heavy Midwest weather. What are your thoughts on what impact that will have on the region?
Well, I think that's also one reason the wheat market's been so quiet or dead is the fact that, you know, a lot of those states have got snow cover now and they're getting some moisture and they think the wheat crop is going to be better. And that's one reason that the wheat has not had performed very well.
We were just talking about overseas markets and mentioned some of these things, but the Dow had jumped nearly 100 points today to an all-time high because of China's strong economic growth targets and a jump in European retail sales. And Asian markets also rose as China pledged to stick to ambitious growth targets for its economy. So I guess some positive news at this point out of some of those overseas markets.
Right, and China also, I think, made comment that they want to increase their stockpiles of corn, beans, meal, and rapeseed so that, you know, and if their economy is growing and, that creates money where they can, you know, spend more money on importing grains. So, you know, I think that's a good thing long term. Now, if their economy didn't grow the way they think it's going to, then that's bad for our exports also. So,
any thoughts on what federal government in that situation might mean to markets? House Speaker Boehner said today he hopes the Senate takes up a House bill to fund the federal government for the last 6 months of the fiscal year. Just any thoughts on sequester and what that has meant?
You know, I really don't have an opinion on that. I didn't see that this morning. I didn't study up on it, so I don't.
Okay, anything else to add this morning or the next thing we should be looking out for?
I think the trend in the markets for right now is up, and I guess if a person hadn't sold yet, I'd hang on another week or two.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
John Hester of L&M Commodities at Newmarket, Indiana, taking now a look at the current tick. We're looking again at winter wheat out of Kansas City, 738. And it's up 1 for March, and July 749, up 6 3/4. Chicago March wheat 696 1/2, up 1/4. July 710 1/2, up 6. March corn 733 1/2, up 10 1/2. May 711, that's up 7 3/4. July 688 1/2, up 6 3/4. September 582, up 4. December 554 1/4, up 4. March beans 1509, that's up 18 3/4. May 1479 3/4, up 17 3/4. A lot of upward movement here. July 1459 1/4, up 16. August 1415 1/2, up 13 1/4. And looking ahead to November, 1277, that's up now 7 3/4. March bean meal 437 60, up 540. May 438 50, up 480. March bean oil 50.38, up 33. May bean oil 50.71, up 45. April live cattle 130.45, that's up 10. Even June live cattle 125.35, that's down 20. And March feeder cattle 142.20, down 32 1/2. April 144.50, down 22 1/2. April lean hogs 80.45, that's up 15. Remember, we're under a winter weather warning for some of the WIL listening area. This is Illinois Public Media, WIL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. The time is 10 o'clock.